was like, well, I don't want to start talking about, I was going to say Chatsworth and Pasadena and Hollywood and stuff, but there's a lot of people listening that don't give a rat's ass about that. It was hot, and I don't like the heat. To me, it's like a Vietnam vet, I think.
Flashback.
Seeing Born on the 4th of July. Anderson, you know what I'm going to do with this microphone?
I just wrote what I want to
say. I can't stand heat, and I grew up in the valley where it's very hot, and I played Pop Warner football where they wouldn't give you any water, and no house and no car that me or my family ever lived in ever had air conditioning, ever.
Oh.
Ever. First car, first house I had with air, 30. 30 in that godforsaken valley, sweating. Oh, doing construction. Oh! I want to take a shower when I think about that. I bet you wouldn't mind if I took a shower either, would you, Drew?
Oh, that'd be nice.
Driving that damn little piece of ass pickup truck with no air in it out to Chatsworth. And by the way, Chatsworth's where I used to, where the cabinet shop I used to work in, a lot of work I used to do. It was 105 in Chatsworth today. You know what it was in the in L.A. Civic Center? 82.
Yeah.
Thank God I chose to work in Chatsworth.
That's at the beginning of the Mojave Desert.
No air in the building, no air in the car, and then I'd come home to an upstairs apartment that had a western exposure with no air. I should have killed myself. That's my biggest regret. My biggest regret in life, Drew, is not killing myself when I was 20.
When you had the opportunity.
When it made sense.
Yeah.
Now it'd just be some sort of random, you know, people would say, oh, what is he doing? He had everything to live for. He had this and that in front of him. Back then, I could have killed myself. Everyone went, you know what? He was right. I'm surprised he didn't do it earlier.
You know, I took my kids to that goddamn dinosaur movie.
Yeah.
So violent.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
No. Seriously.
Really?
Do not take your children.
To the dinosaur movie?
30 minutes in, we left. That's it.
Man, you just want to go home.
No, I did. But that's, the kids are crying. they're crying. One of the kids goes, I don't like this. I had one of their friends. I don't like this. Send me out of here. I
think, really?
Right. This is ridiculous. I mean, every scene was either explicit or implied violence. It was awful.
Well, what the hell does a kid know about implied violence?
Well,
you mean a threat?
Threats of violence, like aggression. Aggression.
Well, let me tell you something about the Jurassic period. No picnic.
Yeah, well, that's portrayed nicely.
Yeah, a lot of eating going on.
It was like a restaurant, a giant restaurant. That's what the movie was about. So different kinds of food.
What are the kids, six?
Seven.
Seven.
I mean, here's the great news. I went up to the front.
Freaked them out?
I was at United Artists Theater, went to the front.
Oh, really?
No problem.
No problem. They recognize
it. They're very nice.
That's what it is. My dad took me to see Papillon when I was 8 or 9.
This is so violent.
But did it have a prison scene where a guy performed oral sex on a guy in a prison infirmary?
How old were you?
Well, whatever. Anderson, what year did Papillon come out? Because I saw it in the theater. And, I mean, it must have been like 73, 74.
I was going to say 72.
I'm happy to
72.
Say.
I saw it in the theater. I was born in 64, so I'd be 8.
8, 9.
Oh, my God. There was beheadings. I mean, this is a scary. This is one the grittiest prison movie I ever made.
I'm happy to say there was no dino oral calculation.
Good. Good. You dodged that bullet. Oh, my God. Was it bizarre sitting next to your dad? And they're in some prison in French Guiana, and the guy pulls the mosquito net back from the other guy, and he's wearing his underpants, and he's lying there on the cot, and he puts a flower in his mouth and then proceeds to go down on him orally. I'm, like, sitting next to my dad going, ugh, Christ.
You were 8? Did you know what the hell was going on?
Yeah, well, thank God I had my therapy tabulator on, so it was like, cha-ching, year and a half. Just that one incident. I was probably 9. I knew what was. I mean, yeah, I had a pretty good idea when
at 9.
Well, listen, all you know is it's creepy.
Yeah.
There's one man. He approaches another man in a physical way, but not a dangerous way.
Right.
Where he's not provoking any violence. He puts like a flower in the guy's mouth and then slides his head down to his drawers. And the guy's shirtless.
Was the guy sick, too? Is he ill?
Yeah, he was. I don't know why he was in the infirmary. But the point is weird enough for me and Pop. especially for me at 9. So I'm saying,
did Dad say anything?
Good for the kids. What's he going to say? Hey, son, he's getting what's known as a BJ. No, God willing, he'll get one day. Wait a minute. You're 9? Let me do the math. 14 years, you're going to get one of those.
But did he talk about the film with you or anything?
No. I don't know. You know, we don't talk.
Oh,
please. How dare you?
Oh, my God.
Jessica?
Hi, Adam.
You're 19. What's up?
Yeah, my friend told me he has 2 penises, and I'm wondering if that is possible.
Nope.
Yeah. It could be. I have half a penis. I'm wondering where the rest went. 2 penises?
Yeah.
I highly doubt it. Why? What else does he have?
I don't know. We were just discussing it.
I see. And did he show it to you?
No.
Why didn't you ask to see it?
I was afraid he could. No.
Okay.
God.
Well, let's just assume he doesn't for now, all right?
That's a good bet.
All right, Jessica.
All right.
Good luck to you.
You too.
All right. That doesn't mean he's not out there and you can't find him. I just doubt that this guy has 2 penises. That stuff doesn't get past birth anymore, does it, Drew?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
He's fixed that. But I've never heard of that even happening.
I mean, let's figure the guy's, let me just check back. Jessica?
Yes.
Yeah, how old is he?
He's 20.
What country was he born in?
He was born here.
In the United States?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so what, 1980, yeah. 1981, no one's getting born with 2 pepes and having it fly.
They probably have 6 ambiguous genitalia.
Yeah. Miranda?
Hey.
Hey, you're 20. What's up?
Guys, I just want to say, are the 2 most sexiest and smartest men alive.
Oh, Miranda.
Wow, thank you. True, yeah. What's up?
My question is, like, for the past 2 years, I've been desperately wanting to have a baby, and I was wondering if that's related to my eating disorders that I used to have.
Well, it's more the eating disorder is related to the kinds of psychological problems that might make you feel empty and need a way to fix the emptiness.
Well, it all falls under the F'd up heading, if that's what you're looking for.
I don't think I have a problem because I'm from a, like, upper middle-class family. I have both my parents. They've been married for 22 years. I'm an only child, so I don't see what's wrong with me.
Mm-hmm. Well, you have eating disorder.
Yeah, your mom put a lot of focus on you growing up?
Yes.
Ballet class?
Yes.
All right, that's it.
Is my mom psychotic?
No, not psychotic, just
a little over-domineering.
It's that children need a certain amount of autonomy in order to develop a self.
Yeah.
And when parents intrude, if they're anxious something's going to happen to you or they need you to be a certain way because of their own needs, they prevent you from staying attached to them in any way that allows you to separate and develop a self. They won't let you go. So you come into adolescence with no sense of self, none of the usual sorts of developmental strategies that people have, and eating disorder becomes one of the options for managing feelings.
Now
your solution is to have a baby. That'll make me feel better.
Would I be stupid to have a child right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Why, do you have a man?
No, but I've had unprotected sex with my ex-boyfriend and hoping to get pregnant.
I see.
Listen, that child then becomes just something that's supposed to fix you, just like you were supposed to fix your mom.
Yeah. Your parents were pretty intrusive. I mean, if you were a chick, you'd probably have an eating disorder, right, Troy? Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You think your sister did?
No, I think so.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Geez, she's got those eyes. Drew's sister has those eating disorder eyes.
Oh,
you know those blowfish eyes? You know those eyes are popping? Not the Marty Feldman kind of eyes. I mean, it's not an anatomical thing. It's just more of a...
intensity.
Yeah, so it looks like a lemur or something. Well, you just saw a bunch of lemurs today, didn't you, in the movie?
Yeah, it was yesterday, last night.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's that sort of... whereas I look like I'm going to fall asleep.
Yeah, you look like the three-toed sloth hanging from the tree they had there.
Yeah. I have people say to me at 3-4 in the afternoon at work, what'd you do, just come up from a nap?
No, they're like, watch the move. He moves. I swear to God. Watch him.
They're legals. Well, to be fair, I am in my dormant stage. Like every goddamn animal is at the zoo whenever I go. I go to the zoo once every 8 years. Every animal's in its dormant stage. Like, hey, why isn't that, is that gator dead? No, he's in his dormant stage. What about that bear? Is he dead? No, in his dormant stage.
In the back.
How about that gang member over there that's strangling that kid? No, no, he's not in a storm in it. He was just paroled. Yeah, do not go to the L.A. Zoo anymore. It's very dicey. Let me tell you, I went to that L.A. Zoo like 5 years ago. I was scared for my life. I wanted to jump into the animal pen.
Oh, well,
save myself.
I've been there a bunch the last couple of years, and it must have been cleaned up.
Oh, really?
A lot nicer.
Well, maybe they raised admission or something. Emily.
Yeah, hi.
You're 18. What's up?
I've been liking this guy for a while now, and we finally got together about a little over a month ago. And lately he's been telling me he loves me and he's in love with me. And my problem is I'm having a really hard time getting attached to him or getting close or letting myself love him back. And I feel really bad because I'm like his first girlfriend. And I'm like, the girl that he's like, oh, you know, I want to spend forever with you. And just having a really hard time like dealing with that.
Let me understand what the problem is. Is it that this particular guy you don't want to get so close to, and he's sort of creeping you out that he's so clingy? Or is it that in general you have trouble with close relationships?
No, it's kind of like I've been wanting to be with him, and I finally do, and it's just I'm scared. Like, I think it has a lot to do with my ex-boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
It's just, this guy's awesome. He's like the sweetest guy, and like, he does everything for me. I'm just having a really hard time.
What was the ex-boyfriend all about?
Oh.
Yeah. Take the picture first.
We went out.
His name was Vince.
Vince, okay.
Vince. And he was okay, he was all sweet at the beginning, but it turned pretty quick over. He was very jealous,
yeah,
possessive, didn't like her hanging out with her friends,
actually,
any of the guy friends. Yeah, very aggressive guy, right?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
magical how we knew that.
I didn't have any friends. We went out for 2 years.
Yeah, all right, but the deal
is, what was his name?
Huh?
What was his name?
Josh.
Yeah. Wow. How do you pull that off with a name like Josh?
You know what? Everyone in the Midwest is named Josh.
Oh, okay.
Even the Midwest?
Huh?
Where are you from?
Long Beach.
Nope.
point well made there, Kurt. But Midwestern Long Beach, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Yeah.
Now, so Drew, I think I made your point.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, so anyway, the point is, this first guy was an a-hole. You stayed with him for 2 years magically.
Right.
And even though it wasn't, you wanted to get out the whole time, he still sucked it up for 2 years. This next guy is a good guy. You can't handle it because he's good. We hear this every night.
Yeah.
All right, so we're guessing your dad was a bad guy.
I don't know my real father, and I have another dad that kind of mentally abused me.
All right. And how old was your dad? Like three? Were you like three when he left?
No, I was one.
One, okay.
All right. So it all fits, though.
Yeah.
So you can't handle this guy because he's real, and you don't want to get intimate with him. And as a matter of fact, you're not even attracted to him anymore,
right?
Because he's a good guy. Because what's attraction?
Yeah.
Especially for women.
Finishing that old business off.
I mean, for guys, it's easy. It's like, all right, she's 5'10", she's got cans out to here, whatever. I'm in. I mean, that's attraction. And even then, there's lots of elements that are woven.
Strangely, even guys seem to still need that.
A lot of stuff woven into that. But women, what's attraction to women? I mean, women aren't that aesthetically oriented.
Right.
I mean, they like an attractive guy, and they like to see, Ricky Martin shake his ass or whoever. But that's not the majority of them. They're attracted to something else.
Yeah.
And what is that? It's daddy. And why so attracted to the abusive guy? Daddy. There you go. All right, so she's not going to be physically, and you know what? There's nothing she can do.
Well,
18.
You know what she can do? She's trying. She's aware it's a good guy. She can really hang in with this, really try to evoke some closeness and see if she's able to find some meaning and some growth out of it. She has to grow, though.
Yeah.
Because in her current state, she will not accept what's going on with him.
Listen, the only way she's going to work this is if she finds the Wayback Machine.
Or Mr. Peabody's.
Which Mr. Peabody's machine goes back 8 years and gets into therapy and then comes back for 18.
Well, such a Wayback Machine. Tell me, Sherman, where should we set the Wayback Machine?
Oh, Mr. Wizard. Was that Mr. Wizard?
No, that was
Sherman and Peabody. Yeah, that's right.
Bowling.
Yeah, Steven.
Yeah.
You're 13.
Yeah, hey.
Hey.
What's up? How's it going?
Good.
I was at a party and I like had sex with this girl and
13.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had sex with a milk carton when I was 13.
A milk carton, seriously?
Yeah.
Well, hang on. Steven.
No, I didn't. But, I, you know, had I thought about it, I think I would have.
Hmm.
Yeah. All right, I'm just making a joke there, Joe. I didn't actually have sex with a milk carton.
Check the reality.
Jesus Christ.
But, and she said that she missed her period, and I'm really afraid of what's going to happen. Like, is she going to, like, get pregnant or... And if she does, she's, like, Catholic, and she's totally against abortion.
Yeah, this will be interesting.
How old was she?
She's 14.
And what kind of party was it?
Like, kind of like just a, like, parents not home party.
Uh-huh. What room were you guys in?
The master bedroom.
Her parents' room?
Yep.
On the parents' bed?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. And did she live there?
No.
How long ago this happened?
About a month ago.
Oh, boy.
And how old were the kids that were living in the house?
Our age, around 14.
Oh, man. I'll tell you, I'm going to seal my house up. If I have kids when I leave.
Well, now you have the internet.
Put
internet cams in every room, hidden in the wall somewhere, and then just observe.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And then it's some sort of system that looks back into through the net, through the web, into your house with a PA system. That's all I'm going to do.
Oh, Jesus, you're screwed. All right, so is he 13? You know, you think can you get someone pregnant at 13?
Oh, yes.
I know, yes, but I mean, really?
Yes, really.
I know, but what is the... Why is it different at 13 than at 17? It is a little different.
Mostly because I would imagine because male sperm production is not at full force yet, and women's ovulatory cycles are not real regular yet.
All right.
So it's a little bit of a mismatch.
All right. And how long ago did this happen, did he say?
A month.
A month. All right. Listen, wear a condom, you idiot. I damn you for getting laid at 13.
He's got to tell his parents or somebody that he can rely on because he needs some help.
Well, he's got to wait and see.
Yeah, but in the meantime, this kid needs some guidance.
Okay.
Also, so just somebody you trust that's an adult to help you kind of negotiate all this.
All right. Amanda?
Yes?
You're 16?
Hi. I have a confession.
Yeah?
My problem, I made that up.
Okay.
Oh, man.
That's good.
All right.
All right.
Okay, hey, Drew, really quickly before my question.
Oh, Christ.
I'm sorry. What's her name? Oh, Priscilla? That's your daughter's name, right?
No, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, sorry. I thought her name was Priscilla, but I guess I was wrong. Does she still like Fiona Apple?
Yeah, she does, actually.
Really? Because remember when you told that story about the stars on her belly button?
Well, she was wearing these sort of... Like the star that you sort of drape around your Christmas tree, you know, like a little
Fiona Apple.
Yeah,
you mean when we were in
San Jose
and we introduced her on stage or something.
Yeah.
Oh, that's when I introduced your kids as Hanson.
Right.
And
Hanson was Hanson.
And the crowd booed. And the kids were traumatized. That's 6 months therapy, easy, times three. Yeah, I was just making a joke. I didn't know the crowd would boo and traumatize. Well. There was only 18,000 people there.
And the kids are like,
the kids are like, I walked down on stage, 18,000 people booed me. Well, they're blonde, you know. It worked. The Hanson joke worked at the time, believe me. All right, so, Fiona Apple was there, and Drew was talking about that. And what else, Amanda?
Oh, okay, my real question.
Yeah?
My voice. My real question was, my doctor lied to me, and he gave me... Trazodone, I think that's the name of it. Have you heard of that, Joe?
Oh, yeah. As opposed to what?
Anyway, so he told me it was for to help me fall asleep at night.
That's what it's for?
No. I looked it up in a health book, and it said it causes heart attacks.
Amanda?
No, you should not use it for a sleeping pill. I'm so pissed at my doctor.
Amanda.
Hey.
Amanda?
Amanda, I'll take what you don't want.
Amanda?
Send it over.
What?
Are you ready to listen to me? Are you ready to listen to me?
Yeah.
Trazodone is prescribed as a sleeping med aid.
I know, but it's in the book that you shouldn't use it as a sleeping pill.
Listen to me.
Okay.
I prescribe it all the time, and it's a non-addictive and very useful assistance in sleeping. It's an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm.
called a quadricyclic antidepressant.
Yeah,
to get you some.
Score me some.
But it's something you have to take every night.
True.
Every night?
No, but I have really, really bad health because I have an eating disorder. And so I can't, like, risk having a heart attack.
You will not have a heart attack from this medication.
Well, it's in the book.
All right.
Hey, I don't know what book you're looking into, but I've prescribed trazodone 10,000 times.
Let me just talk to Amanda for a second here. Amanda, quiet down and listen to the voice of reason here, please.
What?
You have problems emotionally.
No,
I know you know that. I know it's been discussed before. I let's just lay it out on the table.
I'm like over it.
Oh, damn it! Just listen to me.
I'm over it, though.
I know you think you are, but I'm hearing it. So listen to me.
Okay. I'm listening, Adam. You're so cute.
There's four people here. There's me, there's Drew, there's your doctor, and then there's you. One of those four people had some problems emotionally. That's you. So we all say it's fine. Do what your doctor says. And don't listen to you. That's the only problem.
What about the book? The help?
Don't read any books. I told you, reading is dangerous. I find that it pollutes the mind.
But it was like a doctor's book.
All right. Listen to me, screwball. Do what your doctor said.
Screwball?
Listen, Drew's a genius, is he not?
Yes.
All right. He just told you what it was for.
I don't want it to, like...
Oh, please. I feel
sorry.
Do you
hear what I deal with all day? That's just something like that right there.
Well, listen.
My thing is, why don't come? Don't ask. But don't go to the doctor's office if you don't want to follow directions.
Right. Okay.
That's fine.
Listen to me.
Enjoy.
All you people that are nuts would be much better off if you just realized you were nuts listen to other people.
Imagine how their parents treated these people. That's the problem. So
yes.
Anybody in any position of any kind of authority, even if it's just helping, is suspect.
I know. All right. Okay. We're going to take a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to...
good question.
Vertigo? Hallucinated on meth? Okay. We'll talk to Andrew about hallucinating on meth after this. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You know what I love about this show, Drew? We get to say what we want to say. I was listening to some talk radio on Saturday, and I was listening to one of these. It was like a restaurant show, and this woman called up, and she said... And you know how much I hate people that like to write letters?
Yeah.
A, because they're complaining, and B, because they're writing. But she called up the restaurant show, and I don't know what happens to people, especially women, but people in general, when they start hitting their 50s, they love to complain about nonsense. Now, me, I complain about real-world problems, like my transplant.
Your life.
Yeah, my life. You know, real problems. Problems you should all be sympathetic toward. But they're doing this restaurant show. And this woman calls up and she said, I want to tell you about a horrible experience I had. We went over to Chez Moi out in Long Beach for Mother's Day. And it's about 7 o'clock in the evening.
Oh.
You're trying to hear from their cadence, like, honey, I want to put a pistol to your head, all right? And, you know, they start doing that commentary where they go, we planned on enjoying ourselves. You know, it's like, no, you went to the restaurant to have an assy time. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, that side comment that people were in a fine mood, and we even commented that the decor was nice, I remember. And we sat down, and the first thing that happened is they were out of bread. Now, we did have one loaf, but when we asked for a second loaf, they were out of bread. So I was like, I'm thinking, all right. That's a 1.5 on the, you know, complain a meal. First off, you hog, you already ate the first loaf. Second thing that happened was the entree showed up before the salad.
Oh.
Now, the waitress seemed apologetic, and the manager seemed apologetic, but I don't know. He offered a bottle of wine, but of course we don't drink. And he offered some dessert, and we respectfully declined that. And I want to write a letter. And I'm thinking to myself, listen, you cow. All they did was the steak arrived before the Caesar salad did, and then the manager came by and offered you a bottle of wine. Shut your pie hole. And then when you said, we don't drink, he said, well, how about some dessert? And you said, no, thanks. Now you got to rattle, you got to run a letter off?
But
what's the letter say? You were too efficient with the entree? We had to eat the salad while we were eating the pork chops? I mean, what the S do you say on that? And here's the thing that made me very thankful to have this job. And, you know, I rarely think that way, but I really did as I was standing around the car wash. This poor son of a bitch comment, I think it was on 97.1, I can't remember exactly, maybe it was an AM station, it was a cooking show. For some reason, I think people only eat on the weekends in L.A. because every show is either cooking or computers. But this poor guy was like, I would recommend writing a letter, no more than one page. You know, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm yelling at the radio going, hey, listen. I don't know what your beef is, but it's not with the restaurant. Now, the guy offered you a bottle of wine. You're lucky he didn't take a swing at you, you old cow.
She wasn't about to be satisfied. She was looking for trouble.
Looking for trouble. Yeah. But the point is the host had to explain to her very tactfully, so as not to stir any trouble up for himself,
yes,
and very cordially, how to go about composing a complaint letter about something that never warranted a complaint.
No.
And I was thinking, if I had this bitch on my show, I'd be yelling what a pain in the ass she was. 10 syllables into that question, I'd be going, listen, honey, you are a pain in my ass, and I'd spit in that salad if I brought it to you. And I thought, what an injustice it was for her not to hear that, because now she's going to write a letter to someone who's not going to care. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
How great it would have been for this guy to yell at her what a pain in the ass she was. And I'm sure that's what he was thinking, but he couldn't say anything, and that's the beauty of this show. Chris?
Yes.
Oh, you're driving me nuts, you pain in the ass.
What's up, Chris?
Just in time. I just pulled over. I'm on the road here. I'm sorry about the cell phone.
That's all right. What are you driving a truck?
Yes, I am.
A big 18-wheeler?
Yep.
Wow. How much does it cost to fill one of those up?
Doesn't cost me a thing. My company pays for it.
Yeah, let me write that down. Okay, now I know. Next time I'm at some sort of dinner party and someone asks me, I'll have an answer for them. Yeah. How much does it cost one to fill up a truck?
Oh, man. I would imagine.
Imagine?
$200 or $300.
Okay. You drive a truck for a living, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And you don't know what it costs to fill up the diesel there?
No, because it's filled up for me. I just drive it.
All right. All right.
But anyways.
What kind of mileage that thing get?
Oh, man, I don't know.
Okay. Well, you love.
I don't go that far. I never use a full tank.
You love your job, buddy.
Yeah, I do.
All right, what's your question?
Anyways, I was wondering, you know, I've heard other callers talk about marijuana being stored in the fat and can be released. I was wondering if methamphetamine does the same thing.
You're worrying about a drug test?
Well, I quit doing it about 7 years ago, and of course I gained a bunch of weight. Now I'm working on losing the weight, and I'm wondering if it's going to surface.
No.
Hold on, trucker doing meth?
Shocking, isn't it?
I haven't heard about this.
Far.
Hey, Chris, do you have all that junk you plug into your cigarette lighter?
No.
Do that because you don't do long hauls.
No, just on Sundays. I go from the Bay Area to Fresno, and then the rest of the week I work in our yard.
Yeah.
Moving trailers and loading a train.
All right, good times.
Yeah.
All right, Chris, don't worry. It's not your fat.
No, not a fat.
Okay.
But it's bad for you, you know?
Oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay. All right. As long as you know.
All right, Chris, take care.
Oh. All right.
Let's talk more about meth here.
Andrew?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You're 19. What's up?
Well, first of all, I just want to say you guys are great. Me and my girl listen to you every night.
Thank you.
And it's nice to sit there and have the end of the day to sit there and listen to something that's funny over the radio.
Good.
All right. I didn't exactly hallucinate off of speed, and my girl didn't, but what happened was a couple weekends ago, me and my girl did some pink champagne, which is speed, and a type of speed, and
I don't know what kind of speed. That's interesting.
It was called pink champagne. It was just regular methamphetamine.
What makes it pink champagne?
I don't know all the...
It's got a little goat's blood in it, I think.
Yeah, it makes you nice and hyper. But,
Papa champagne.
Yeah. when we did it, me and my girl started to make out with each other. And in the process of us making out with each other, I didn't realize that she was totally normal. But we were sitting there making out, and then all of a sudden she just kind of like, I don't know, came to, and she told me that she didn't remember anything that just happened. And we sat there and we talked about it, and she was always talking to me. She was answering questions that I was asking her, but...
Was she doing anything besides math?
No, it was just that.
Does she have any other medical problems?
Me, I have asthma.
And her?
Her? No.
And how long was the period of amnesia? Or what period of time does she not remember?
Well,
roughly.
The 80s.
Like 5 minutes, an hour, a day?
It was like,
roughly.
No, let's see here. It was about two or three hours. She remembers.
Roughly. Roughly. 5 minutes?
Sorry. All right, hold on. I've regained my composure. How long, Andrew?
15 minutes.
All right, good. Well, there's something called transient global amnesia that can occur. It's most typically actually a sign of a stroke, but certainly it can happen with substance use. I've seen it mostly with alcoholics.
Okay.
Is she drinking a bunch then?
No, not at all.
Does she drink a bunch?
No.
Does she do a lot of pot?
No.
Aha!
Well, I've not seen it with speed myself.
All right, what should she do?
It is important that you see a doctor because speed can induce strokes, and it's possible that it's possibly a small stroke.
Okay. So, well, we figured it was some kind of drug like a...
Andrew?
Or something, yes?
Yeah. Well, we don't care what you figured.
Did you hear what I just said?
Okay.
Wait, did you hear what I said, though?
No.
Okay, let me say it again.
Okay.
Transient global amnesia. Which is what she had.
Okay.
Is most commonly associated with a stroke.
Okay.
And speed can cause a stroke.
Okay.
She may have had a stroke.
So she's got to go
see a neurologist and doctor. Yeah.
Now what do you do? She get a PET scan?
It's an MRI, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Nothing can do about it, but if she's doing that much speed that that's happening, she needs treatment, so it'll sort of get her into the system that way.
Hey, Drew, I want a nice, I got to give myself a nice workup, you know?
Why?
You know what? I give myself the finger in the ass, PET scan, the shot scan, the CAT scan.
Why? That's not going to change your behavior, right? Why bother?
Oh, how dare you. How dare you! And I don't look for any excuse to say how dare you twice. I'd like to, get the finger in the butt.
You'd like it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get the,
Now you're literally a millionaire. Yeah, you want to protect yourself.
I'm literally a millionaire. Yeah. I'm like,
whatever.
Well, you see this.
Well, you crashed it.
This is a cash register here. That's my face.
Yeah.
But, here's what I want to say. You know, explain this. And I'm not talking about the masses. I'm talking about me.
Oh, yeah. Especially you. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm 35 years old.
Okay.
Now, for all I know, I got some kind of cancer in me right now that I'm not aware of. Right?
Very unlikely. Yeah.
Very unlikely. Yes. Very unlikely, but you never know, right?
Right.
What's wrong with once a year going through a full battery of things?
Oh, you should.
Oh, you should.
That's a good idea. At 40, you really, at 50, you definitely should. At 40, not a bad idea. At least once during your 30s is a very good idea.
A full battery of
full everything. Yeah.
Now, does that mean, like a CAT scan?
We'll talk about it, because you are literally a millionaire.
Yeah, I'm literally a millionaire. I got to buy the hospital if I want to rename it.
We can talk about the super, super workup that you can
do. How much does something like that cost?
Because your insurance company would not pay for it.
They wouldn't?
No.
Even if it was to protect the cash register?
They'd probably pay for part of it. I'd bet it'd be about $600, something like that.
$600?
Yeah.
I'd drop that on a bottle of wine. $600? That's not that much.
It's a lot.
Wow, it's a lot for people who are literally a millionaire.
Healthcare right now, if you charge me $35, it's a big deal.
I know, but 600 is, you know, to, you know, stave off, you know, brain cancer or something. It's not bad, right?
It's the system is all screwed up right now. Yeah, I agree.
I thought he was going to say a couple of grand, didn't you? I mean, wait a minute. Those like an MRI, that was like $1,100.
You don't need an MRI.
Yeah, I didn't need one on my hand either after you sent me to that quack.
No, you don't need an MRI.
Put me in a trash can and beat it with a wooden spoon for an hour until I went insane.
Sigmoid, labs, EKG, physical exam, most important thing.
Treadmill?
Maybe.
All right.
Conceivably.
All right. All right, and what time do they come over? I'm not going to them.
Whenever you invite them.
Okay. We'll take a little break. When we come back, we'll talk to Josh, who's suffering from vertigo after this. It's a lightning round tonight. Kiddies, I got a fresh charge on my battery. Blah, 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 blah. And you're going to be hearing more blah, 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 blah. Tonight when we hit that lightning round. You don't know what time it is? I'll tell you what time it is when we hit that lightning round tonight.
Yay!
Josh?
Hi.
You're 16.
Hi, I broke my collarbone about a year ago, and I got vertigo.
Where are you calling from, Josh?
Stockton.
Stockton.
And, I still get it sometimes.
The vertigo?
Yeah.
Hey, you get dizzy when you... And now, is it only when you're standing?
No. It's a different kind of vertigo. You mean the room kind of spins around?
Yeah, I close my eyes and I feel like I'm spinning.
Yeah, but the room, you don't actually see the room spin.
No.
And what makes it occur?
No, if I'm just staying real still and I'm laying down.
In the process of laying down?
No. I've been laying down for like 10 minutes.
And then if you turn over, does it come on?
No, if I'm just laying in the flat of my back.
Yeah, that's not really vertigo. I wonder what that is.
That's booze-a-go?
Yeah.
Were you drinking?
No.
Yeah. You know, it's weird, you know how you get the spins when you, you know, been drinking, you lay down?
Yeah.
I got a good side and a bad side for my spin.
Right.
I don't know why does everyone have that? You know what I mean? It's like, I try to sleep on my right side, but the spinning gets a little too much, so I shift over to my left side and it slows down. How does that work? You know what I'm saying?
Well, there's the semicircular canals in your ear that sort of circulate fluid in different directions depending on your position and all. And so it makes sense to me that there might be some positional difference to it.
And the point is, and the thing that helps the spinning when you're drunk is the shift. You're lying down, you settle in, you start spinning, you shift, and it takes you a while to settle into the spin again.
Again, it's different intoxication, but with positional types of vertigo, it's the movement in the plane where there's a problem that triggers.
All right, well, what should he do?
I'm not quite sure did a doctor ever look into this?
No.
I'm not quite sure.
Well, you may be misdiagnosing yourself.
Yeah, you need to talk to a doctor about it. It makes me at least a passing concern that there's some sort of vascular problem since it was a clavicle injury that triggered this. You get various kinds of steels of arterial blood into the arm and things. And, boy, I would sure look into that. Real vertigo is usually a positional thing that's triggered in response to the movement.
Go to the doctor. Mandy.
Yeah.
You're 16.
Okay.
What's up?
2 weeks ago, I found out that I was pregnant, and I discussed it with my boyfriend, and he wants me to have an abortion.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't want to do that because it's, like, totally against what I want to do. I want to have the baby.
How about adoption?
Well, I want to have the baby, but I'm afraid that if I tell my parents that they'll agree with him.
How about adoption?
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Yeah.
How about adoption?
I don't know. It's just... I want to have the baby.
Oh, boy. Do you know what the word adoption means?
Yes, I do.
Okay. You can still have the baby and then give it to parents who are ready to raise it.
Well, I think she means keep the baby. You keep saying have the baby, but it's a confusing term when we're talking about abortion versus adoption.
Yeah.
Now, I agree. The Sean part, the Sean at the end, confusing. when I'm in charge, first thing I'm going to do, push, pull. I'm going to make it totally different letters. I'm going to replace pull with yank. How many times you hit that door at the restaurant, at the diner, that big aluminum door, because you just see the PU there? Pow! You know what I'm saying, Mandy?
Mm-hmm.
Yank. No confusion there. Yeah. So I think it's the shun part. But you understand that abortion means they suck the baby out of you and kill it.
Yes, yeah. I'm not having that.
Although I don't prefer to think of it as a baby, even later in its years. And then the other one, you actually have the baby, but you give it to somebody to raise.
Yes, I know.
I understand that.
Oh, okay. He's prepared. He's ready,
right.
Ready to give
so
it.
So how about the second one where you have the baby and then you give it to someone to raise?
I don't think I can do that. I mean, after all that I would be going through.
But wouldn't you want to make a decision that's best for the child?
True.
What if they paid you $50,000? Would you do it?
I don't think money makes a difference.
It doesn't?
No.
Man, it does when you don't have enough to raise a kid, though.
Are you just testing to see if you could develop a master plan here around this?
I was ready to pass the hat.
Right.
All right, so, hey, Mandy.
Yes?
You're going to have to, what about calling Planned Parenthood or a place like that and just talking to a counselor and trying to figure out your options?
Well, I'm seeing a counselor right now.
Oh, you're all right.
All right. Good. All right.
Well, I'll see what they have to say.
Talk this out, then.
I mean, you, how pregnant are you?
2 months.
All right, so you got to make a call here pretty soon, right? All right. I go abortion. I know Drew goes adoption. All right?
Okay.
Right, that's our opinion.
Okay.
All right, Manny. Good luck.
Bye.
All right. Now, listen, the point is when you're pregnant, there's really calling the radio show is not going to get anything to go away. You got a hard decision to make. There's no doubt about it.
I wonder what she was looking for. Just to condemn her boyfriend for not supporting her well?
I think she just was in pain and confused and
wanted some connection.
Right. So. Jeremy?
Hey, yeah.
You're 20. What's up?
First, I want to know when you guys are going to do the test to see if you've got warts on your Johnson.
Yeah, when is that, Drew?
To do
bring that.
That
in.
I keep forgetting.
What do you got to bring in, Drew?
A special light and some vinegar.
And
my courage.
Just vinegar.
Yeah, and some gloves.
You better bring in like a flask to have a nip off of something. You better bring in some fortified wine or
absolutely.
Something.
And not surgeon gloves. It's kind of like those yellow latex gloves that.
Yeah, it'll be gardening gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be burlap on top and vulcanized rubber at the bottom.
Oh, yes.
Tire thickness.
Oh, are the kinds of people use like to pick up molten lead and
it's stuff?
Stuff
they use, stuff glass blowers
use. There you go. That's what I want. I got to find a pair of those before we can think about this.
Now, hold
on. And some special eyewear.
Why do you have to handle welder's mask?
Welder's mask.
Why do you have to handle my Johnson to do this test? Why do you have to handle
it? I guess I have to be able to search it around, look around on it.
It's going to be surreal because there'll be nothing but black light in there, right?
Black light and me in a welder's mask with huge gloves on.
Well,
yes,
that's
what's going to happen.
Yeah, because you could be blinded. It's like looking into an eclipse.
By the beauty and...
Yeah, the breathtaking splendor of my penis.
It is,
I prefer to think of the majesty that is my penis. Yeah, Drew, I'm telling you, I'll put $100 on this.
Oh, we got it going on this. I'm telling you.
$100. You bring in the vinegar and the black light. We'll go to the bathroom. We'll make a segment out of it. Thank you for bringing that up, Jeremy. Now, what's your question?
I got to remember. You got to call me during the day to remind me. It's not going to be a small project to get this all together.
All right.
Yeah, I'm putting money that you do have warts.
Of course he does.
The smart money's on my penis.
Just play the odds.
Oh, play
the odds.
How dare you?
There you go. Well, I'm calling because I just had four of my wisdom teeth pulled out about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And they put me on Vicodin.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever I take it, I'll, you know, go lay down or whatever, not, I get paranoid.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know if that's a normal after effect.
No, it's not a normal one, but it's consider yourself lucky that you're not one of the people that really likes how they feel on Vicodin.
Well, that's the pain's somewhat gone away, and I'm finishing the bottle, and they gave me two bottles, and I was just wondering because some kid offered me $50 for my bottle, and he said it's like cocaine.
No, it's like heroin. And it's one of the more commonly used, abused chemicals. It's an opioid. And if anybody has any doubt about the biological basis of addiction, imagine Jeremy being addicted to Vicodin. No way.
Right.
He feels like crap when he takes the Vicodin. He hallucinates. I've had some patients develop overwhelming depression. They just sob and they feel awful. Yeah, guess what? You're not going to become addicted to that cough.
Well, your mouth is killing you. You're going to feel bad.
No, too. No, I've had people like after...
I know. Just listen, I tried that Vicodin and did nothing. Even after a couple of beers, still nothing. Nothing.
Did you smoke pot on it?
No. Huh. I wish I thought of that. I was too drunk. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back. Yep. It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Gruber there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Yeah, just reading the lovely video. I don't know why I said video. Reading video. Yeah, lovely facts that had the word video on it. And I had to say it on the air. All right. Where are we here, Drew?
Let's go to
phone. Can I give the phone number out?
1-800-LOVE-191. Here we go.
There you go. Amy.
Yeah.
What's up?
What's up? Adam, this is basically a question for you. I figured you can answer it best. When I masturbate, I can't get off. I've tried everything, and for some reason, I can't get off.
Yeah.
Annie, listen to this?
17.
Yeah.
Hmm?
What have you tried?
Dildo. I've tried magazines. I've tried,
Well, you gotta roll those up pretty tight, don't you?
I've tried reading to, find my G-spot, and it just hasn't worked.
Did you follow the trail of popcorn that Hansel Gretel left? Did the Hansel Gretel leave that trail of popcorn through the woods?
Breadcrumbs.
Oh, breadcrumbs. All right. Hey, Amy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think Greg Brady left the trail of popcorn when he was in looking for the cave in Hawaii or something. Now, you say dildo. Do you mean vibrator?
Well, yeah. And I tried it on and off, and it just doesn't work.
I see. And, you're 17. You may not have found that spot yet. There's a certain... Let me explain. The vagina?
Yes.
It's like an avocado.
What?
It even kind of looks like one, if you think about it. You know, you go to the store to buy an avocado, and, it's like it's hard as a rock. You can't take it home and put it in a salad that night. It's not edible.
So when it's ready.
You got to put it in a paper bag and put it like on the windowsill for about 3 or 4 days, and then it's ready.
Yeah, but...
And your vagina is hard and green. And it's got a big pit in it. And it may need to sit in a paper bag on the windowsill.
It keeps it from going brown, though.
Yeah.
Leave that in there.
Yeah, leave the pit in. But it may need to sit on the sill for a little bit.
I compare it to a peach or something.
Yeah, all right. Now, listen, I love guacamole.
The deal is that this is hooked up to your central nervous system, and that's the part you haven't figured out.
Yes, I've gotten off the partner, but...
Oh, really? What kind of partner?
Well, a female, and...
Oh, boy.
Oop.
No, gamble? Or...
No, I've gotten off before.
Yeah, with a female?
Yes.
When she performed oral sex on you?
Yes.
But never a man?
No.
Huh. Are you a lesbian?
Yes.
Uh-huh. What happened to you?
Nothing.
Nobody screwed with you?
What?
Nobody molested you?
No.
Where's your dad?
He's divorced, but I love him, and he talks to me every day, and I see him all the time.
Every day? Wow. And so he lives in town?
Yeah.
Is he gay?
No.
Uh-huh.
Happily married.
For a man?
No.
All right, so you're just lesbian?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, why don't you try the faucet? Go in the tub.
I tried it.
It didn't work either?
Nope.
Well, we're going to turn over the cards then, because we're all out of suggestions. Just give us some time.
Okay.
Where's your lesbian friend?
Well, I'm single right now.
All right, well, maybe.
How old was she?
Well, when I had that, the same age, yeah.
And how old were you?
Let's see, first time, 16 and a half. About.
And she was how old?
I was about 16 and a half, so was she.
Same age?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the only woman you've been with?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you got to find yourself another one.
I'll try.
Okay. Are you doing all right in school?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, you do good. You go off to an all-girls school. Okay?
Okay.
It's weird. Those all-girls schools are clearly lesbian institutions. But the all-boys schools, those aren't it's not like gay you over there. They don't have all boy colleges, do they?
They don't have to have that anymore. But the one they did, they were sort of extra male.
Yeah, you got to compensate for looking at penis all week long by raping on the weekend.
But no, they're lifting up a lot. You can't have that.
Can't have all male schools. But obviously they outlawed the all female school at the same time.
Of course not.
Right. Well, you can, you know, they got the black colleges and the white colleges. I mean, there's certain things like that, right? Yeah, you got to accept that. I understand. White men are evil. We deserve what we get. Brad?
Yes, sir.
I mean, look at the founding fathers, all white males. See my point?
Yep.
You're 24. What's up?
I got a friend, a female friend, and she's got an abnormal amount of facial hair. I was wondering, one, what could cause it besides, like, just extra testosterone, and two, how can I broach the subject with her?
Why do you want to?
Because I'm her friend. You know, I feel bad for her. I'd like to see if something can be done about it.
Yeah.
Well, it certainly could be. There's always different laser techniques now that can take care of that. It actually is not a trivial question because there are what are called androgenizing tumors. Again, things that produce testosterone and hormones like that. Polycystic ovarian disease, PCO, or Stein-Leventhal syndrome is associated with irregular periods, a little bit overweight. Mm-hmm. Sometimes diabetes. That's why it's important to know about that. It's important that you prepare for that possibility.
All right. Well, here's what you do. And this is just, it's a good love line answer. It's what I usually do with the smelly foo-foo, which is, as Brad were talking about.
Yeah.
You were listening to Love Line. You heard Drew. Some girl called in, said she had a little extra facial hair. Drew seemed a little concerned, said it could be the Stein-Leventhal, could be a tumor, could be this, could be that.
Congenital adrenal hyperplasia.
Yeah, like that stoner's going to figure that one out. Him and a stenographer couldn't relay that message. But the point is he noticed that you had a little fur on the cheek, and because he loves you so much, was worried that maybe you had one of those many things Drew spoke about. So
heavy
maybe you should go get yourself checked out just because I love you.
And then that sort of gets the ball rolling, so you get the medical workup done. But you can also talk about the cosmetic stuff.
Yeah, well, I'll bet she'll bring it up and say she's aware of it.
Yeah.
It's weird, though, when people, you see, like, those old black women who have mustaches and beards?
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
Most old women get that.
Yeah, but it really, old black women, it shows up more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like a beard.
Yeah.
You know, like, old white woman has like, the mole with the long hairs growing out of it, you know? I mean, I don't like to do this, Drew, but I like to break a hair growth up into nationalities.
Ethnicities?
Yeah. There's the Chinese guy who has, like, the five hairs growing off his chin that doesn't seem like he wants to cut it for some religious reason or something. You know that guy?
Right.
The weird China chin guy? Not, haven't quite figured that one out yet. Then there's the, old Jewish guy with the hair in the ear and the mole and the nostril hair, you know, that's mole stuff. Now, the black women, they get a little beard. They get a little whiskers on their chin. Right. Not so much the upper lip, not the goatee, but more the north of Van Dyke. And what is that just on the chin? Yeah.
Yeah.
Soul patch, you know, but it's on the chin. It's real whiskery right on the chin. And then there's the hairy chicks who bleach their mustache blonde and don't think they don't look like Nick Nolte from 20 years back. Listen, we've talked about this, but it's been a little while. Ladies, you got to pull that hair off. You know, I swear to God, Ann, you're going to like this story. I went to a beauty supply place because I was doing a man show bit last season. And there came in a beautiful woman. She was a dark-skinned woman. She was kind of mulatto or something, but she's a very attractive woman. And she came in looking for mustache bleach. And she had a mustache on. I mean, she had. I mean, like I said, at a certain point, it ain't bleach. It's dye. You know what I mean? It's like you're going blonde on the stash. Like you dye your hair, your eyebrows, you know? And because we're doing a comedy bit, I said to her flat out, honey, you're going to walk out of here with a blonde mustache, and it's, you know, everyone's going to notice just as much. It's just going to be funky on you now because you're dark skinned. Why don't we take you in the back room and wax you up? And she said, all right. And, man, I put some wax on her upper lip and yanked that thing off and looked like a carpet sample in my hand. I mean, there was a ton on there.
But she walked, I mean, she walked out of the place, you know, 5 minutes later. I did the waxing myself, and she was hairless up there. And I'm just saying, for the amount of time it takes to bleach the stash, you might as well just wax it. I mean, and tell me, is it more, you don't need that because you're perfect. Physically perfect.
Uh-huh.
But doesn't it seem like there's a certain amount of trouble in bleaching the mustache? I mean, that takes an hour, doesn't it?
No.
Half an hour?
15 minutes.
Okay, but how long's the wax take?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you know what I mean? Yeah, and you get a much better result.
The pain that some women are afraid of.
Yeah, but it's women are pretty good at that with the bikini line and the legs and the, you know, it's just in the childbirth and whatnot. You know, I mean, it wasn't bad. She did it to my eyebrow.
I see a new maybe a man show there, even possibly something on this show.
Adam stands at beauty shops and explains to women what they're wasting their money on.
what the alternatives ought to be.
Honey, let me see what you got there. Unicorn decals for the nails? Hold on. Let's have a little talk. Now, I see you have a huge ass. Now, I'm just coming from a man's perspective here. You know what I'm saying? Ladies, all the hair dye, the mustache wax, and the French dip on the nails, none of it will replace just little oral sex and a few more miles on that treadmill. That's really what the guys want. Never cared about a woman's nails. Never, what about all that penciled in eyebrow and all that stuff? Drew, jewelry, stop me if I'm wrong here.
How about lingerie?
Lingerie? Don't care about lingerie either. Oh, I could make a list. I got to write a book. And it's going to say, ladies, here's what we don't care about. And it's going to be a list of 5,000 things that women do and spend tons of money and time on that guys, in the name of guys, that guys don't care about.
You start holding a magazine series.
Yeah. Like
Anti-Glamour or something.
Right. And then on the very back, there'll be a half page of things we do care about. And that's the thing. Thank you.
And that page will never change.
Is a pretty face as important as a good body?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
What's more important?
Well, it sort of depends. I think the way most guys approach that is I think they go with the face for long haul and maybe the body for, like, the weekend. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense.
Right. Because you don't want to be kissing on that ugly mug, for the
and you can lose weight, but
well, that's the other that's the other thing. The other thing is I'll whip that ass right into shape. That's another thing guys think too, right, Drew?
Right.
Okay, of course. All right, so you go with the face. Where are we here, Drew? We're getting back on the phone here. Yeah, I'm going five because of science. Right. Tiffany.
I'm here.
What's up?
The other day I was talking with my aunt about anal sex, and she was telling me that...
Aunt?
Excuse me?
How old's your aunt?
She's 26. She was telling me that if I do it and keep doing it, by the time I'm 30, I'll have permanent rectal...
Who is she the sister of?
She's the sister of my mom, the younger sister of my mom. And we called my grandma.
Oh, my God.
And my grandma...
Well, Father McConaughey, too?
Yeah.
Well, they're Jewish. Your rabbi did weigh in, though.
Well, no. The thing is, my grandma's a nurse, and my grandma told me that
it could
hurt me. But my aunt was trying to tell me it would, like, make actual muscle tissue and my rear end, like, loose.
Right.
She said that's why you see, like, 30-year-old women.
Give me a hold on a second.
Wait, that's why you see 30-year-old women what?
She was telling me that it's like when I see a 30-year-old woman that seems like all jiggly, that's because she probably had a lot of anal sex.
Oh, my God.
Like the porn stars and stuff. That
very true. They do wobble when they talk those porn stars.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm not even concerned about...
Hold on. We're concerned about your family, not about your choice and sexual preference.
Why? What's wrong with my family?
Now you've insulted her.
I'm not insulted, but we just are open. I ask questions, and they answer them.
Yeah, there's a difference between, open, like, open for business and then an open wound.
Okay.
You got a little more of the, like, open, more like open sewer than just sort of open dialogue.
There's open and there's gaping.
Yeah, this is gaping. Right.
Okay, but will it, like...
I am so amused by this. Well, first off, was it your grandmother who's the nurse who told you that a woman who gets a cornhole has more jiggle?
What happened was
the aunt who's
What does your aunt do, by the way? Is she some think tank in Washington or?
No, I'm in California.
What's your aunt do?
She works at an Albertsons.
I see. So she works at a market.
Yeah.
Is she in the anus department? I mean, how does she know so much?
She's never done it. She said she never would, and I told her I like it, and she told me I shouldn't. Basically.
I see. I remember when I was talking to my dad about my love of cornhole. Seems like only yesterday, but I was probably a lad of 19, 20, about the age you are.
Okay.
And this was just after the Papillon view?
We had to sit down, and then ironically enough, my grandmother weighed in, and she had some opinions about it as well. So, hey, Tiffany, how much of this have you been engaging in?
Actually, I did it only 2 times about a year ago, but I'm getting married this Friday, and so it's probably going to start up again because my fiancé will be back on the 23rd.
Sure. Game on. Out of prison?
Yeah.
Time for some anal sex.
What?
Excuse me?
Out of prison, right?
Yeah, he gets out on Tuesday.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Fantastic.
What's he in prison for?
A parole violation.
Anal rape.
Parole violation.
Oh, parole violation. Brian.
We could do a whole show on Tiffany. We could.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Oh, my God. Are you dumb, Tiffany?
I'm not dumb.
Oh, my God. Listen, I don't say that because I want to be cruel, but I want you to realize your very limited limitations.
Okay.
Okay. Now, first off, when we say why is he in prison, you say a parole violation. That's like saying, why did the airplane crash? Because it hit the ground.
Yeah.
Ground caused it. If it never hit the ground, it'd still be flying. But that's still not the answer we're looking for.
Okay.
You understand?
Why is he in prison?
This time he's in prison for, he moved and he didn't tell his parole officer where he lived.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere. So now, if Drew moves, would that... Drew, you wouldn't have to do any time if you moved?
I guess not. I'm surprised to find that.
Tiffany, is that true? Can anyone move? Or you have to have some priors, and then you would get into trouble?
Well, you want to know why he's on parole?
Yeah.
Is that what you wanted to know?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's talk about that.
Bingo.
Drew, is that something you're interested in knowing?
The sort of the line of reasoning.
Looks like we're getting off the subject.
Line of question I was going to toward was, what kind of a criminal is this guy?
I see.
Okay,
because he did move.
Yeah.
Tiffany?
Huh?
Yeah, what is he? As long as we're talking about it, why is he in prison?
Forgery.
Uh-huh. And,
That was in 1995.
He was cashing some checks or something?
I was cashing them. He was writing them.
I see.
Oh.
And that was it?
There were other charges along with that, but they're all related to that one incident.
Right. Dry anal rape?
Excuse me?
No. What were the other charges?
Huh? No, that was it.
I see. And how come you didn't do any time?
Excuse me? Because I was, 15 at the time.
How old is he now?
He is 24.
So he was 20 at the time.
Hey, yeah.
Very, very nice.
Wow. And that was the first anal sex after.
Yeah.
Hey, Tiffany.
That was a year ago.
I see. How about putting off the marriage for just a little bit?
I've been waiting a year.
Oh, I see. Well, if you waited a year, you waited a year. Hey, you don't have any kids, do you?
Nope.
Oh.
Intend to.
Oh, good.
Maybe this...
Make you happy, Adam.
Oh, my... Her happy. I'm ecstatic. And I'm going to throw a party.
And her choice of sexual practices may continue to provide...
Oh, good. Yes. Nothing but anal sex.
Okay.
All right. And listen, what are you doing not to have kids? Because I'm very interested in you two not populating.
What's it called? Depo Guevara?
Good.
Right on.
Who put you on that?
Myself.
Good girl.
Good, Tiffany. See, she's not so dumb.
Yeah, you are not dumb. You're a genius.
Yeah, I'm not going to have kids with him until he's off parole.
Yeah. When is he going to be off parole?
2002.
2002. All right. You guys will be broken up by then anyway.
All righty, then.
Here's the deal. The gluteal shake that you're concerned about has nothing to do with anal sex. That there are things you can hurt yourself with anal sex. You can cause fistulas and fissures and problems of the anus. The muscle can loosen and maybe give you some problems, but certainly nothing of real significance.
Oh,
and,
man.
And then as far as, what was the other thing she
well, listen, all I can think of, I have voices screaming white trash in my head like that so loud. And this ain't white. This is Snow White. This is Lily White. This is the virgin cats of the Himalayas. White. This is, you know, this is when you're on a glacier with no sunglasses and it's a high noon in the Arctic white.
You
can't see anything. A polar bear looks black compared to this kind of white trash. And the first tip off was my aunt, who's 6 years older than me.
There you go.
That's the first tip off. Your aunt. How old is she? 26.
What are we talking about?
All right. Grandmother's 40. All right, Tiffany, just don't have any kids. I beg you. I beg you. And if listen, I don't mind chipping in for her not to have kids.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm, yeah, no, no, I am paying already.
Chipping in for her to have kids.
That's right. Yeah. All right. When we come back, we'll speak to Brenda. Her IUD is painful. When she orgasms, is it because he's cheating? Huh? Real quick. Brenda?
Yeah.
Your IUD is painful?
I recently suspect that my boyfriend's been cheating on me, and in the past couple months, when he inserts his penis, it's really painful.
All right, hold on a second. See, women have total control over that part. It's like, you think he's cheating? You ain't getting in. It's going to be a fight. All right, we'll be back. It is Bloodline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there.
That's so funny.
Put some candy here. Uh-oh. We're a bit of a hard one. What's the phone number?
I don't know, but that's... it's just really appealing.
All right, but I'm Jones and Bath at the start. Brenda?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're 30?
Yeah.
You think your boyfriend's cheating on you?
Well, I've been with him for 2 years, and... he owns a carnival, so his office is in Fontana, his house is in Pasadena.
Guilty!
Right.
Enough said.
He's not right. He's not a carny. I mean, he owns it, but I live in Westlake Village, so I do a lot of commuting back and forth, and it just so happens his ex-girlfriend lives less than a half mile away from him.
Between Fontana and Westlake you travel?
Right.
Oh, my God.
Mm.
Yeah. We kind of take turns. But in the past 6 months, I found her phone number and pager number on his cell phone bill.
Guilty.
And
recently,
in the past couple months, when we have sex, it hurts. I can't have an orgasm. It's painful.
Painful when he penetrates.
Right, and also during it, at times. It's like I can never quite reach orgasm. It's really hard, and it's really painful.
Because of painful.
Now, what are you blaming that on?
Well, I'm not sure what it is.
Why haven't you had a pap smear? Probably because
I had a pap smear in the last year.
No, but
you do check every year.
I know, but you're now having totally, potentially dangerous symptoms. You may have PID. You may have a lot of different problems.
That's what I'm worried about is PID.
Yeah, at very minimum, it sounds like it's inflammation of the cervix. It may be infection of the uterus, and it may well be PID. And your fertility lies in the balance here.
Hey, Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be also that you think he's cheating and, I mean, you're not receptive to him physically? You know what I mean?
No, not at all. Because, I believe him to a certain extent, but then I have my doubts when he acts certain ways. But I'm very sexually attractive and we're very sexually active.
Yeah, but no more orgasms?
Because she's in such pain, though. She really hurts.
Hold on.
You're on the wrong side of the scale. This woman's being like stabbed to death and going, okay, honey, go on. Have your way with me. I mean, she has PID. It's like really painful.
How do you know she has PID?
Just the way she's describing these symptoms. I'm sure.
Uh-huh. But, Drew, we talked about the vaginismus before.
Yeah, this isn't that.
I mean, listen, but just hold on for a second.
All right.
You think that your boyfriend is cheating, he's just on top of you, you're not lubricating because there's a psychological component to this. I'm just floating this theory, but you're not having the orgasm. Well,
but here's the way that she described that. She'd go, he comes at me, he can't
right.
get his penis in, and it really hurts as soon as he puts
it right.
in.
All right, Brenda.
Mm-hmm.
You better go to the gynecologist. Why are you having so much sex with him when you think he's cheating?
We're just sexually active.
I see.
Okay. Well, I didn't know that.
Let's reenact. Adam, why is she having so much sex?
Because we're sexually active?
Because you have a lot of sex.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see. I understand. And why are you eating so much?
Because I'm eating a lot.
A lot? I see. Okay. And what's he in jail for?
Being in jail.
Parole violation. Now, can you explain the parole violation? Oh, he's moving. Tina?
Yes.
You're 19. What's up?
Okay. I have a 2.5-month-old baby, and I'm one of these people who you will say use birth control and never have another kid. My boyfriend and I have been having problems even back before I got pregnant. But back at that point in time, we had a lot of things in common because he was a stoner, I was a stoner. Everything was cool. I was just out of high school.
I guess it'd be better if they were both heroin addicts.
Huh?
It sort of comes up the chain, doesn't it, a little bit?
Yeah. It's a closer bond.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, you know what I mean. We had a lot of things in common back then. We listened to the same music. We hung out a lot. Now he's 7 years older than me.
Now he is. Before he wasn't?
No, he is.
I see.
And how old were you when you met?
I was about 16 when I met.
You were 15, and he was
16 and a half, 16 years old.
Uh-huh. You were 15, and he was 22?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a gem, this guy.
A stoner gem.
Yeah, you guys had a lot in common.
Well,
here's what you had in common. You dug an a-hole, and he was an a-hole.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is now I've had the baby, and actually as soon as I found out I was pregnant, it was like instant reality check. I grew up.
Right.
You know, I stopped doing the drugs. I got away from it. I didn't like hanging around with him and his friends anymore.
Good.
But I was having his kid. Yeah. I grew up, my father lived, you know, he didn't live that far away, and he was always a part of my life. But I hated the fact that my mother got remarried and I had a stepfather who I hated.
Yeah. Were they both stoners or just the original dad?
My real father lived in, like, 10 miles away from me.
All right. Well, now what's the question?
The question is, now I'm in a situation where it's like, I want to leave.
Were you doing what happened to you, surprise?
Right. I don't want to do this to my child. I'm
yeah.
If I leave.
You did it. You've done it.
You know, there we go. I'm a cycle all over.
I know. It's amazing in life what you don't, how much of what we don't want to do we end up doing. My God. We make careers out of doing stuff we don't want to do.
We're both stuck together until September because we got a place together and we're in a lease.
Oh, okay. But what about talking to this guy? What about trying to bring him to some sort of...
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Sorry. Is he just a marijuana?
I forget. I mean, I don't
he
know.
He must be a colossal. Hold on.
Well,
for her to be done with him, he must be a colossal.
Well, I know. She's like, I just don't want to happen to me what happened to my child, what happened to me growing up. Well, let's talk to him. Maybe get some counseling. Yeah, right. I don't know. I'm killed and collect the insurance. I don't know. Hey, Tina?
Yes.
And then break up with him, you idiot.
I can't. We're in a lease.
Well, then listen, goofball. Just don't screw that kid up. Please.
That's what I'm trying not to do.
Oh, I hope it's a girl.
No, it's a boy.
Oh.
And he's going to turn out just like his father.
More criminals. Please, Tina, please don't screw that kid up, for Christ's sake.
I'm doing everything I can for him.
All right, good. Don't have any more.
I knew you were going to say that.
Please. All right. You're not asking us a question tonight, though, so we don't know what to say.
What I'm asking you is, if I leave, am I... Yeah, I mean, should I leave, or am I sitting here dooming my child to the same thing I'm going through?
Well, he'll need a male figure in his life.
Why don't you leave and find some other guy to go out with?
It sounds like this guy is a colossal a-hole. You can't even talk to him.
Can you talk to him? Well, he's an idiot.
I talked to him, and his response was, if you don't like it, leave.
And I suspect he's doing more than just pot right now, right?
No, actually, that is all he does.
All right, just get out.
No
Who
speed?
Cares? Listen, get out of there.
No speed.
No speed.
All right, just get out of there. That guy's 22. He's dating a 15-year-old. What the hell's going on with guys?
I don't know.
You pussies make me sick, all of you. Every one of you guys out there. Aubrey?
Yes, hello.
Yes, you're 27.
I had a miscarriage on March 23rd.
Yes, I understand.
And I didn't, me and my husband and I didn't realize I was pregnant.
All right.
And About a week later, the condom that we were using broke, and my doctor felt it was safe to put me on the morning after pill to prevent a pregnancy. And, well, just on Friday night, we were having sex, and the condom came off inside of me. And I had a period from April 30th until, like, May 9th, which wasn't really normal, but they said after the miscarriage it might be like that. And I was wondering if it's safe for me to take the morning after pill again, because they said it, I had to wait 3 months before we could try to have another normal pregnancy.
Absolutely, you should take it again. There's really no limitations on how frequently it can be taken. However, someone that is requiring the use of the pill so frequently clearly needs some counseling on a more appropriate contraceptive measures.
Right, well,
that was Drew's subtle dig.
I guess so. What my question is we were planning on having a pregnancy later this summer. It just, they said in the meantime, you know, to do this to prevent, you know, if we could have a normal, safe pregnancy beyond the prenatal vitamins, the whole nine yards. In 4.5 years since my daughter was born, nothing has happened like this. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like we've had 2 accidents in the last couple months. So I'm just kind of like just concerned.
Why is it you don't want to get pregnant right now?
Well, because we just had the miscarriage on March 23rd. They told me I had to wait to have 3 normal cycles. So we were planning on
it. Yeah, but you should talk to them about whether, how long ago was the miscarriage?
March 23rd, April, May.
You ought to talk about whether or not just let this one go. So discuss with your doctor whether or not you ought to just see if you become pregnant this time,
yeah,
or take the emergency contraception. I think they may just let it fly.
Yeah. Just say, let the sperm fall where it may.
Yeah.
Andrew.
That's what I meant.
Yeah. You're 15. What's up?
Yeah. My friend gets some marijuana the other night, and we smoked it, and he told me that after I had smoked it, he told me he laced it with Special K.
Did you experience anything different?
Yeah, it felt like it was like different than a normal high. It was like I felt tingly all over, and I was numb.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I was okay, but I was just wondering what some of the effects of that were.
It's ketamine, which is a dissociative anesthetic. It makes you feel sort of out of body, and in my experience treating people that have done a lot of ketamine, it can be pretty... It can create a lot of significant biological changes, but a single exposure isn't likely to do much of anything, okay?
All right. It's, fine. Let's see. One more question before we hit the break and then go right on into the lightning round. JT?
No.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. JT?
Yeah.
You're 15. What's up?
My girlfriend, when she was giving me head, she kind of bit down, and the bruises have been here for about 3 weeks.
Mm.
Okay.
Where
is your question?
Bruise on your penis?
I'm just wondering how long they're going to be there and if there's anything wrong with them.
No.
They've been there for like 3 weeks.
Dude, or town, it hurts, my teeth. At least she didn't bite down on your penis.
She bit. She no. Bit. Penis.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, she did.
Really? What did you do?
What? I screamed at first.
And then what?
I started yelling at her.
And then what'd she do?
She left.
She just stormed out?
Yeah.
Hold on a second.
She know your girlfriend?
Yeah. You still talk to her?
Yeah. We're good now.
How long after you're screaming at her did you speak with her?
We haven't slept together since.
Did you speak with her? How long after you abused her, yelled at her?
Oh, I don't know about day.
Why did she say she bit on it?
Hmm?
Why did she bite on it?
I don't know why she did.
Okay. All right. So where's the bruise marks?
It's right below the head.
Uh-huh. All right, Drew, what do you think? I don't believe him, really.
I don't either, but don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it?
Even if it is real.
You just, nothing you can do?
Nothing you can do, it'll heal.
All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the famous lightning round.
I'm your Drew, I'm a little, whatever, what the hell are you?
it's been a quick check of the time. It's 11:43 and 40 seconds. That is 16 minutes and 20 seconds. Straight up, the witching hour, midnight. You're smack down in the middle of the lightning round. That is the fastest 13 and a half minutes of radio. Let's hop on the phone, Sam, to get to the college side. What's going on out there? What do you say there, that Drew?
Okay.
And he is hot. Hot, hot. Kimmy, you're 27. What's up, sweetie?
Kimber?
Uh-huh.
What's going on?
You're riding around with a little lightning round. I'm going to make you rock on the good. What's on your mind tonight?
I have a question. I've been fighting with my weight now for about 8
years. Uh-huh. And it seems, looks to me like your ass is winning, you know what I'm saying? That's good. Kimber, David, let me check the time. Let me check time, David. Let me check time, everybody. It's 11:44 and 30 seconds straight up. That is 15 minutes and 30 seconds away from the top. They are with you. I expect to have a little wind around. Let me rock all this. A good part of that trip. All right, Kimber, what were you saying?
Recently, I started taking Zenical. And I haven't noticed any difference.
Well, Zenical doesn't do much. It just prevents fat absorption and may help a little bit.
You're overweight.
Okay, and then I'm also taking Xenadrine. It's a herbal. It's hung and
Why? It's ephedra, basically, so it's another stimulant.
Hey, Kimber.
What? How much do you weigh?
Right now about 220.
No, Nelly.
Have you lost any weight?
I have, but I think it's mostly water.
Okay. Are you seeing a dietitian? Do you have a regular exercise program?
Actually, I exercise, I walk, and I walk my dog.
Do you see a dietitian?
I haven't seen a dietitian.
I suggest you go that route.
Honey, you're walking over to the Wiener Schnitzel, aren't you, baby?
It's tough that you're trying to do all these pharmacological manipulations, but you're not going really right to the basic issue, which is significantly or carefully managed diet and exercise. And I'm not just not walking the dog.
Hey, Kimber. Okay. Kimber. Hey, Kimber. It's A-Psychology, baby. Let me tell you something. Listen to me, baby. Protein and walking. That's going to work. All right, baby? That's right. Let's check the time. It's 11:45 and 50 seconds. That's 14 minutes and 10 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up, midnight. I'm Ace Rock Holmes, a good partner, Dr. Drew. And let's hop back on the phone and speak to you, the Love Line listener. And call it. Joey.
19.
19 years old. What's in your mind, brother?
Hey,
uh-huh. How
you going, guys?
Uh-huh.
I did a report on my school about prostitution.
Uh-huh.
And I read someplace that if during masturbation, if you stick your finger up your butt, it, like, stimulates the prostate gland and makes it feel better.
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second, Joe. Let me check the time. It's 11:46 and 30 seconds. That's 13 minutes and 13 and 30 seconds away from the top of the hour, straight up midnight. No engine hours back down in the middle. Turn around and start calling us good partner, Dr. Drew. We're talking about your anus, Joe.
What up, sucker?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, what do you go to, junior college?
No, it was a high school.
Really. High school, you're 19 years old, Joey. What are you doing in high school?
Well, it was last year. I graduated last year.
Ah, I see. Very, very good. Now you're going to junior college, right, buddy?
No, actually, I'm going to professional wrestling school.
Oh, yeah. Where's that located?
Up in Cincinnati.
Fantastic. You got a real career. The anal doctor. That'll be your name. Yeah, Joey, don't worry about the anus.
Okay.
All right there, buddy.
The prostate stimulator could be an interesting...
Yeah, that'd be a very interesting handle if you're a wrestler. Now, coming to the ring, we don't have... I can't do anything with this reverb anymore because we no longer plug my goddamn mic into this thing, do we?
Yes.
Okay. Right. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. Now, coming to the ring, the prostate stimulator! All right, let me check the time. It's 11:47 and 40 seconds. That's 12 minutes and 20 seconds away from the top of the hour. Straight up the window. Let's hop back on the phone. And this time, true, that's my goddamn cowbell. And I will speak to Mike. Mike, you're 19 years old. What's up there, buddy?
Yes, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
When me and my girlfriend have sex, the skin around near where the shaft and the head of the penis meets sometimes cracks and breaks.
Almost. Are you uncircumcised?
Yes.
Yeah, that's sort of... One of the reasons people get circumcised is to avoid that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's not an uncommon thing.
That's why I bathe my penis in a concoction made of egg yolk, mayonnaise, and cocoa butter every night before I go to bed and sometimes in the morning.
That's why you nicknamed your penis Queen Elizabeth.
That's right. Yeah. Mike?
Yes?
Yeah, that's to be expected.
Not expected, but you might, maybe some cheese.
Mm-hmm.
heal.
What's that?
Give it time and let it heal.
Oh, yeah, because it can start to narrow. It can stenose and make it difficult to retract and get the head of the penis out.
That is right.
Try to think of anything you can use to prevent irritation.
Let me check the time here, Drew. It's 11:48 and 50 seconds. That's 11 minutes and 10 seconds away from the top of the hour. Stay up. The Witching Hour! I'm Ace Rockwell. It's a good bun to drive to Drew. We're going to hop back on the phone.
See if you can find some calmoseptin cream. I bet that would work there.
What's that, dude?
Calmoseptin.
Veronica.
God, you're gassy tonight, dude.
Thank you. I let a good one fly in the bathroom a few minutes ago. I treated Drew to a little ass horn.
It's kind of like a farm animal.
Yeah. I really beefed in there. It's great. Veronica?
Yeah?
You're 16, honey.
My mom's having an affair.
Mm-hmm.
And we've confronted her already about it.
Uh-huh.
But she doesn't want to tell my dad.
What did she say? What's she want to do?
Well, see, we got into her access code.
Mm.
And we found all these, not all these guys, but a male friend, supposedly.
Mm-hmm. What's an access call? Do you mean for the computer?
Pager.
She just is just cheating on the computer, or she actually seeing these people?
No, on her pager.
Pager.
Yeah.
And so we confronted her about it. This was like about a week ago. And she says that she doesn't love my dad, but she says that she can't leave him.
All right. Hey, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
That's between mommy and poppy.
See, like, it hurts me for my dad, you know, like,
yeah.
My dad,
yeah.
Not giving them the love that he needs.
Right.
Yeah, very, very mature.
And I mean, me and my sister know.
Maybe get them parents into therapy.
How old's your sister?
My sister's 21.
All right, why don't you tell your mom either to knock it off or you're going to tell Papa Zahn.
Well, we've told her that.
Or to get into some therapy.
Well, then you can tell Papa Zahn she don't knock it off.
Yeah, they're not very open-minded about therapy.
Yeah, well...
Someone
hers open.
Yeah.
Open for business, 24 hours a day. Like an IHOP. Twinkie all, baby. Woo! Let's check the time. It's 11:50 and 45 seconds. That's 9 minutes and 15 seconds. Wait, it's out the air. I just about rang my coffee mug. Let's hop back on the phone to speak to David. David's 17 years old. Dave?
Yeah,
one. Dave Ritsky, you're smack dab in the middle of the lining room. I mean, it's right cold. My good brother over there, Dr. Drew. He is hot.
David.
What's on your mind, buddy?
I want to know when when your dick stops growing.
21,
but in your case, 19. Huh, buddy? Yeah.
All right, that's all I want to
say. Enjoy.
All right. Have fun with that penis. Let's check the time. It's 11:51 and 20 seconds. That's 8 minutes and 40 seconds away from the top of the hour. Hop back on the phone. Megan.
Hi.
Megan, you're 15 years old. What's up there, buddy?
Yes, I'm 15 years old.
Uh-huh.
Recently, I just got out of, I don't know if you could call it abusive relationship.
Uh-huh.
Definitely, excuse me.
Uh-huh.
Definitely emotionally abusive. And
what's the question?
Uh-huh. The question is now he wants to get back with me, and I'm really confused. And
How old is he?
He's almost 18.
Almost 18.
Why would you even consider it? Don't be confused. Forget it. You're worth more than this. There's no abuse that's worth being... There's no person that's abusive that's worth talking about.
Megan? This is Ace Rockwell speaking.
You're not
going
to change him either, believe me.
This is Ace speaking, okay, honey? All right? Sister? Thank you. That's me speaking up, baby. Now listen to me.
I'm listening. I knew something like this was going to happen. I knew this.
All right. The mic's bells.
Speak now.
We got to check the time. It's 11:52 and 45 seconds. That's 7 minutes and 50 seconds away from the top of the hour. Megan and Jace Rock all over here, baby. Now listen to me. This guy is going to be just as big an a-hole 1 week after you guys get back together, all right? Do not do it. You're 15, you're young, you're free. You date a 16-year-old, not an 18-year-old. Believe me, he'll be the exact same guy he was. Anyone tells you to do it, it's a liar. All right, let's hop back in the balloons. See what I'm talking about. Talking about going to line once. Being a little bad. The band's joining you, so... Dr. Drew.
Seth, quick.
Hi. How long does it take after you give birth for you to get, like, a sexual drive back?
There's lots of reasons it can go away.